Hey y'all, welcome back to the podcast about true crime with
Anna Bro
and Brooke Thurman.
We'll be talking about true crime and unsolved mysteries, so settle down and get comfortable because it's gonna get interesting. We'll be talking about the Zodiac Killer and his story. We all know those classic criminals in the 1960s. This is one of them that still to this day has not been solved. The Zodiac Killer, as he liked to call himself, terrorized San Francisco with a murder spree. He also taunted the police with sending codes to the local paper. The Zodiac originated the name himself in a series of taunting letters and cards that he mailed to the regional newspapers, threatening killing sprees and bombings if they were not printed.
The Zodiac Killer cases included 5 confirmed dead, 2 injured, and possibly 20 to 28 total dead. While they believed only 20 to 28, he claimed to have killed 37. The Zodiac Killer was considered a serial killer. The definition of a serial killer is a person who commits a series of murders.
We are taking a break to have a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to the next part of the story. Don't go away. Spotify is a great place where you can find great songs, playlists, and podcasts just like this one. Not only do they have true crime podcasts, they have podcasts about almost everything. In 1968, a teenage couple was shot to death near their car in a remote area north of San Francisco. 1 year later, another couple was attacked by the Zodiac Killer, and only the male survived. The Zodiac Killer called the police and told them that they were responsible for the murders. Later that year, the Zodiac Killer attacked another young couple, but once again, the male survived. The last known victim, a taxi driver, was shot in October 1969.
Like we said before, the Zodiac Killer taunted the police by sending codes to the local paper. The media has been captivated by the Zodiac Killer because of his relationship with the media. Zodiac began sending codes, messages, taunting the police to various newspapers very soon after his first murder.
He signed these letters with a circle with a plus sign over it. This became his symbol. He infamously sent a cipher that said, "This is the Zodiac speaking. By the way, have you cracked the last cipher I sent you? My name is..." This was followed by a series of 13 symbols that was supposed to be his name encoded. To this day, this code has not been cracked.
That was the end of this episode. Come back for more true crime stories.
I personally would say that I didn't know that much about that story. So, I found it quite interesting, even though I'm the one talking about it. I don't know what we're talking about next, but we're going to figure it out. So, look out for that, I guess. I'm stalling now, but we're gonna use this audio because I want to, and I'm so cool.
Bye?
Bye? Maybe? No, not bye. How many did he kill? What, 37 was it?
Yeah.
That was a lot.
You're just stalling at this
point. Yeah, I am stalling at this point, but it is a lot. Like, how do you get away with killing that many people? Also, hold on, I wanna look up what those 13 symbols were, like what they look like, because
they look it up.
I will, but let me talk for a second. Let me talk. Like, those 13 symbols, I want to know what they look like, because police have solved plenty of codes before, but not that one. So is there something special about this one? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look it up now. Bye!
That was the end of this episode about the Zodiac Killer. Come back for more true crime stories.